You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Into the newsroom. Find out what's going on, Mom.
Mom! Mom! What's going on, Mom?
Shelly's here with the news.
Can't take any more of that. Mom. I'm changing my name.
Did you see the story about how the average mom will receive 45 art projects from their child?
That's lovely.
Uh-huh. Well, 45, the average mom gets 45 homemade art gifts from her kids. What happens, though, is you accumulate this stuff.
Yeah.
And at some point, you have to make some tough decisions.
I'm vicious.
Really?
Yeah. Really? I'm like, oh, that's great, Trent. Like, look over there, crunch. You know?
Nothing sentimental going on there.
I saved a couple of things.
Did
where, like, I did an art project with her where I painted her hands for Halloween and I, like, and her feet, and I made little ghosts and stuff and hung it all up, and I saved that. But I guess that was more of my work than hers.
Yeah.
It was her footprint.
You're
but
very
I saved,
proud of you.
I saved it because her foot, you know, it's her footprint, so you can see the size of it. So that's why I thought, okay, I'm going to save these things.
88% of moms, 88, say that they like those gifts and appreciate being able to look back at them and will hold on to them for 16 years.
Wow.
You're doing yourself a favor.
Yeah.
Throw as you go. You know what?
Trash
Lived it.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yep. That
and
is beautiful.
And we'll make more macaroni art one day.
Great work.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Yes.
What's going on out in the world this morning?
Well, the internet is canceling what? And guess who is now a billionaire? It's all brought to you by Huffman and Huffman. $1.3 million for a car accident, $3.5 million for a commercial truck accident. Accidents do happen. When one does, call Huffman and Huffman, the brothers-in-law, at 422-HELP. So the same day that they said walk-ins are now welcome around here for the vaccines, President Biden announced he's bumping up the deadline for states to make all adults eligible for coronavirus vaccines. The date was May 1st. It is now 4/19, a day before 4/20, when the auction starts in Colorado. They're auctioning off a bunch of weed-themed vanity license plates. The auction runs through April 20th, which is 4/20. They say things like bong, herb, hemp, ganja. There's one that says Tegrity, which is a nod to the weed farm that Stan's dad has on South Park.
Tegrity Weed from Tegrity Farms. Made with a little Colorado integrity.
Yeah, so the day before that, the president says that every adult in the United States will be eligible to be vaccinated April 19th.
Nice.
And with that, in Norfolk, the FEMA Vaccination Center at the old Macy's, a Military Circle Mall, is now doing walk-ins. 13 News Now reports that since opening last week, the FEMA clinic has provided more than 11,000 shots to Hampton Roads residents, which sounds great and all, but it is below their goal of 3,000 shots per day.
Right.
So you can make an appointment there, or you can walk up. If they have doses available, they will give you one, they say. WVEC.com says at the moment, trained vaccinators are providing Pfizer shots there. FEMA is hiring part-time workers to help run the clinic, and volunteers are needed as well.
Yeah, that's terrific, but they got to get people in there.
Yeah.
One of the reasons that they located there, we had the guy on when they set it up, and they picked it because it had bus service to downtown.
Okay.
It was near a train station, so people in outlying areas, because it's supposed to serve like 1.7 million people, which is beyond the scope of just Hampton Roads.
Right.
And so they picked it because it was central to a lot of this transportation. Clearly, they're not able to get enough people to roll in on this
trying
deal.
To do 3,000 a day.
Even if they had appointments, I guess they're just not showing. I don't know, you know, what any other possible explanation would be.
Yeah, well, clearly they have more doses than they have people coming in. So
no
they're
doubt.
Like, hey, walk in. Don't even worry about going through all the websites and phone calls and stuff. Just come on in.
Come on. Yep. We need to put shots in arms.
Yes, we do.
The stuff goes bad. Let's go.
Yep. Meanwhile, the Wall Street Journal is reporting a possible ketchup shortage is looming. Now, I am not going to say the stupid line that every other reporter on earth is saying about ketchup catching up to demand or whatever it is.
America is facing a ketchup shortage. They say restaurant owners are having to hunt high and low for those single-use packets. And they say the supply of ketchup just can't seem to catch up to the demand.
There she said it. Ketchup has become the latest product impacted by a pandemic-related shortage. Restaurant chains across America are scrambling to get their hands on those single serve packets in particular, with a lot being forced to turn to like generic alternatives, they say, or pouring the condiment from big tubs into smaller containers. They just don't want to leave the bottle of ketchup out on the table.
I understand.
Yeah.
So they're afraid that it's going to get contaminated.
Yep. So they're looking for alternatives. The shortage comes as Heinz, which accounts for 70% of the ketchup market in the United States, has struggled to keep up with the spike in demand over the past year. The price has soared. Packet prices are 13% higher. or they were back in January, than they were back in January of 2020. And as a result, retail ketchup sales revenue rose about 15% from 2019 to 2020, topping $1 billion. They say, for example, Long John Silver's, which runs around 700 fast food restaurants, is spending $500,000 a year more on ketchup than it did in pre-pandemic times.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
This to give you an idea of what these places face, the challenges. How many restaurants had to all of a sudden learn the to-go business and had to resource ketchup packs, salt and pepper, plasticware, containers, all this stuff.
Well, this has come up with the Taco Bell sauce, you know, which is being sold on eBay. But I will tell you, I did just have McDonald's the other day, and I was like, can I get some ketchup? And they put like five handfuls of ketchup in there. Like, there was more ketchup in the bag than there were fries. Yeah! I was a little like, well, okay, I thought we were having a ketchup shortage, but all right, I'll take
it. Apparently not here.
Yep.
It hasn't reached here yet. Well, it's easy to do when it doesn't belong to you.
Yeah.
That's the franchisee's ketchup.
Right.
Not mine.
Yeah,
I'm window
true.
Guy. Yep. Window guy says, all the ketchup you want, ma'am, because we want your business.
Yes.
It's very competitive out there with other fast food places.
If I give you this ketchup, will you drive away? Okay. Here.
If I give you this ketchup, will you just drive away? Lady?
Yes.
Just go. I'm at risk.
So Heinz said that they are boosting their manufacturing and developing new innovations in an effort to meet the surge in demand. But
nice.
Ketchup shortage looming.
Uh-oh. We debated this. We were shopping at Sam's Club the other day.
Yeah.
And we needed ketchup.
Mm-hmm.
And we like ketchup.
Yeah,
I mean, my wife loves ketchup.
Sure.
But, you know, you got to buy it in clusters. It's at Sam's Club. The smallest thing they have is two of the giant bottles hooked together. And it's like, can we get through this? It's just the two of us.
Right.
Can we get through
Will
this in a
ever?
Year?
Yeah.
I mean, what's reasonable on this?
Right.
We took it.
Okay.
We took it. We're halfway through the first one. So apparently we just drink this ass at night. Somebody's making ketchup cocktails or something.
We got this ketchup. What can we put it on? Make that.
Make it now.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Well, elsewhere in the news today, they have announced that they are shutting her down. After more than 15 years, Yahoo is shutting down Yahoo Answers, its question and answer platform. It'll be gone as of May 4th. This is the site that has provided us such questions as, because you could go there, right? And you could write any question and then people can answer
it. It's kind of an Ask Shelley,
Yeah. How can I tell if my neighbors are raptors?
Raptors.
Are Pokemon real? I want to know. How do I use the internet? A user named Tyler asked.
On the internet.
After receiving a genuine, extensive answer, Tyler posted again, thanks, I was trying to troll, but you were so nice and I feel bad now. why are the holes in cats' fur and always the right places for their eyes? Do you think humans will ever walk on the sun? How do I turn off cap lock? It says in all big
all
letters.
Caps. Yeah.
Is throwing your hair in the garbage safe? The user later added, I wanted to be sure because in biology we learned that it had DNA and stuff, so is it safe?
Oh, like someone's going to clone you or suddenly frame you for a murder.
What if the girl that thinks I'm the dad is not the mom?
Okay.
Is there a spell to become a mermaid that actually works?
These are great.
If I eat myself, would I become twice as big or disappear completely?
Oh.
That one's kind of a deep
philosophical
one.
Philosophical, yeah.
Why does my cat vibrate? Can I tell by the smell of my husband's farts if he's been cheating? Will my laptop get heavier if I put more files on it? How many calories are in a booger? And then there's the long-running joke of all the misspellings of the word pregnant.
Am I pregnant? Yeah. Am I pregnant? Am I pargant? Am I gregnant? Am I pegnate? Help? Is there a possibility that I'm pegrant? Am I pregnant or am I okay? Could I be pregonate? How do I know if I'm prengan? Can I be pregnant? If a woman has starch masks on her body, does that mean she has been pargnet before? Period? Question mark. I circle as normal, but yet I still don't get pregnant.
Wow.
So clearly they haven't taken it down yet, as I was able to scour the site for those questions. And more today. I've got more. Users have until June 30th to request their old data to download, including previous questions and answers. According to The Verge, the company decided to shut her down because it had become less popular over the years. can't figure out why. In a note sent to active Yahoo members, the company said they plan to shift their resources away to focus on products that better serve our members.
They got out-Googled, basically.
Pretty much.
I mean, that's,
Yep.
Yeah. Don't need answers anymore.
Pretty much. Meanwhile, this is news. Congratulations, America. Not only did you make the Cash Me Outside girl a millionaire with her OnlyFans page, you've made Kim Kardashian a billionaire.
Wow.
Forbes estimates Kim Kardashian is now worth $1 billion. That puts her at number 2,674 on the Forbes billionaire ranking list, up from $780 million back in October. It's thanks to her two businesses, KKW Beauty and Skims, as well as earnings from Keeping Up with the Kardashian endorsement deals, other investments.
Sure.
She launched KKW Beauty back in 2017, selling products like contour kits, eyeshadows, lipsticks, concealers, and fragrances. Within a year, it brought in about $100 million in revenue. Now, she's not the only one in her family who is a billionaire, of course. Kylie previously reached that milestone, and her ex Kanye is worth $1.8 billion thanks to his apparel brand.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, Kim just made the cut with a net worth of exactly $1 billion.
Wow.
She's not going to be topping the list anytime soon. Jeff Bezos is still at number one at $177 billion, followed by Elon Musk, who's catching up $151 billion. He was a lot further behind, so he's caught up. I mean,
at one point he was,
yeah.
At this year, though, didn't he? He overtook Bezos for a little while.
Oh, yeah, for like a minute, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
But just a couple of years ago, he was having there was some concern over whether or not Tesla was even going to make a profit, and he's covered such a distance in such a short period of time. It's ridiculous.
I mean, it's still 25 billion separating them, but it's only was like 100
one
and some.
Tick of the stock market one day, you know, honestly.
Bill Gates is fourth with 124 billion, followed by Zuckerberg and 97 billion. So you can see the drop off there. There are 2,755 billionaires in the world today. I mean, I can list some of the others. Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones, worth $8.9 billion. That's 264th place.
Wow.
Pretty far down the
list. Pretty wealthy guy, though.
George Lucas is in a five-way tie for 339th place with $7.4 billion. Patriots owner Robert Kraft is tied with a couple others at 380th place at $6.9
billion. $6
billion. Oprah.
These billions. Thousand million.
Oprah's at 1,174th place, $2.7 billion.
Wow.
Trump is down at 1,299th place, $2.4 billion.
$2.4 billion?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they say that he fell many, many places by being president for 4 years.
WWE boss Vince McMahon is worth $2.1 billion. Michael Jordan, $1.6 billion. Jay-Z has $1.4 billion.
That's a good gig.
Which does put him above Kanye. And Tyler Perry joins Kim Kardashian and others at the bottom of the list with just $1 billion.
Oh, just a billion.
Yep, just a billion. You just need 176 more of those.
This is what I always think about. Because you think about, like, okay, who's my favorite movie star or whatever it is? Clooney, let's just say.
Sure.
And Clooney had one giant business deal that funded him very, very well outside of the movies. If you get rid of the liquor business that he's in, you know, these guys who you think are fabulously wealthy, they might have $100 million. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, it is.
But these guys have 10 times that.
Yes.
I mean, it becomes hard to envision how much wealth you have.
And now we understand why Kim Kardashian can take $1 million for a birthday weekend and just go rent an island and have all her friends checked for COVID. And it's nothing to her. It's nothing. That is like going to McDonald's for us, you know? Like,
it's not money that I have to account for.
Right. Yeah.
It's whatever experience you can imagine we can afford.
And I mean that as like, I just went to McDonald's. And so it's just something, it was something that I was like, okay, we're having McDonald's. That's what we're going to do for dinner, you know?
Sure. So, well, you're not thinking about the money you're spending.
She was literally like, oh, we're going to go away for the weekend, and this is how we're going to do it for my birthday or whatever. I'm going to spend $1 million just to rent an entire island.
I know a dude that lives on the West Coast and has a chain of restaurants, and his landscaping bill is $13,000 a month. Yeah. Yeah. That's to have everything look nice all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, okay. Regular guy. A great guy.
Sure.
I mean, but it's like, this is what it costs, dude. Okay.
Costs what I got to keep this place looking nice.
I'm like, well, the Rumbles will never have that kind of money. You know, I had Mike the mower repair guy in my driveway yesterday. I'll be cutting my own grass. Shout out to Mike. Worked very hard. Thank you very much. Rumbles will be cutting their own grass again this weekend.
Well, here's the kind of money that the Kardashians have. The internet has been scrubbed of a recent photo of Khloe Kardashian in a bikini. Kind of a you're welcome to the rest of us, but as Fox News reports, the unedited photo of the Keeping Up with the Kardashians star in a bikini made its way around the internet over the weekend to the surprise of the entire famous family, who reportedly threatened legal action if the picture wasn't taken down everywhere. Yeah. A family spokesperson said the color-edited photo was taken of Khloe during a private family gathering and posted to social media without permission by the mistake of an assistant. Khloe looks beautiful, but it's within the right of the copyright owner to not want an image not intended to be published taken down.
These guys are smart as hell. I saw the picture, by the way. She looked fantastic.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, my God. Yes. Killer.
Okay.
Killer. You know, I should be so young, right?
Yeah.
But the point is this tells you they only post things on purpose.
Yeah.
They're very careful about that. And in a minute, I'm going to explain part of this. I was going to do this later in the show, but it seems to be more appropriate coming up here when the news is over. What it would cost you to get one Instagram post from all of these people. These numbers are staggering.
Yeah.
And we'll have a little game.
Oh,
who gets more? Who gets more? And you see the Kardashians are pretty prominent on this list because they control all this media. They're so careful with it.
So
none of this stuff gets posted unless they say so.
Did you see the picture like before it was scrubbed? Because I tried to find it today and I'm not seeing a copy of it anywhere. I mean, it looks like it was taken.
I did.
Like,
she's laying back in a, if I remember right, it's a blue bikini.
Okay.
I mean, they all have incredibly wide hips.
Yes.
But there's not a mark on her.
Yeah.
And it's not been retouched because she's barely wearing any makeup.
Oh, it's interesting because they call it the color edited photo. So I'm wondering if they like, you know.
Maybe they did. Maybe
a filter over top of it of some sort.
Maybe they made it look bluer.
Yeah, right.
I'm not sure what they did.
Well, Chloe's the one. Does she have any kids? She doesn't have any kids, does she?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I thought they all had kids.
I saw
this point.
She was 36 years old, so that's great. All I know about her. That's the most I know. She's like the tallest one, right? And possibly OJ's daughter. Those are the things we know about Khloe, right? This is the extent of my Kardashian knowledge.
Maybe that's it. Yeah.
She got good looking, too. She was not good looking.
No, I know.
And all of a sudden, she's pretty good looking.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how that happened.
I don't know.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Oh,
maybe that's why we look so good.
Yeah, she does. She does have a kid. As for the most recent bikini picture that seemingly went viral, Fox News says, Khloe has remained silent on the matter. Instead, she's been posting a number of adorable pictures of her and Tristan Thompson's daughter, True.
Oh, yeah.
In anticipation of her third birthday.
That's
next
the dude
week.
That allegedly made out with her girlfriend or whatever. Remember? Mm. Might have banged her. Remember that she had a friend that took up with this guy?
Yep.
But now the friend denies that they went all the way or some nonsense like that. I can't be caught up in the drama.
I know.
But on the other hand, I can't be stupid to it either. Look at these people influence millions and millions of people.
I need to go watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians so I can have an idea of what I'm talking about.
I know. How is she a billionaire? How is Kim a billionaire?
You know,
and I couldn't even name the kid.
Yeah.
I mean, they're like, wow. Yeah. It's just another universe that they operate in. It's not in my lane.
The kid's North by Northwest.
Yeah. There you go. Remember that. Right.
I think it is.
The family's just simply known as Compass.
Yes. Around here today in weather, we got sunny skies, highs getting up near 80. It might even cross the 80 mark in some places. Partly cloudy tonight, a low around 55, and then partly sunny skies for tomorrow. Highs only into the upper 60s for tomorrow. A little dramatic temperature shift. 53 degrees right now, and I am Shelley for Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.